Lisa, that was gorgeous.
Thank you. It's
such nice flow, and I love the way you pace the qualities in that song.
Thank you so much.
In this beautiful space that we're recording too.
It's amazing.
Yeah, fantastic. I know in particular that this is special because you almost lost the ability to use your hands when you were really little. Can you tell me what happened and how it's affected your playing?
Yeah, of course. So I was about one. I was not in my house at the time, and I was learning how to walk, and I was just placing my hands on everything and everywhere. And, you know, I just placed my hands on the firewood and on the stove, basically. And, you know, I was in shock, so I couldn't just take my hands away. And so I just kept them for about like 10 to 20 seconds until my parents noticed. And they were just like,
wow.
Yeah. And I had to, I was on meds for about a year, and I had to, you know, just keep my bandages over my hands and use creams and everything. And it was hard. But I remember what made it easier is my mom and my dad. They, when I was in the hospital, they used to put bandages on their hands as well to make it seem like a fun story. And yeah. So.
Wow, that is incredible, and your perseverance is totally admirable for that. So, how does that affect your actual piano playing?
Yeah. So the thing is, I can't exactly stretch my hands horizontally, so I can't reach octaves as well as, you know, most people do, and it's been hard. And my mom usually helps me with this. She picks out pieces that I can actually play, and she can figure out how we can manage to reach certain chords, and she knows which pieces are okay for me to play and which are not.
Well, see, I can only barely reach an octave, but that's for other reasons. My fingers move where they're supposed to. They're just small.
Yeah. I think I have small hands plus the scars.
Yeah, that's tough. Yeah. Is it painful when you're stretching it?
No, it's uncomfortable.
Clearly, you're adept now at stretching across octaves.
Yeah.
And you also straddle across continents and even languages. You were born in Italy, right?
Yes, I was born in Italy. And I was there. I was born and raised in Italy for about 10 years. And then we moved for my dad's job to Boston, actually. And we were there for about, I think, 2 years. I was in fifth grade. And then after that, we moved to Indiana for 3 years, and I spent my middle school years there. And then just last year, we moved back to Boston, to the Boston area, and we've been here for a year, and I'm just starting my junior year now.
So how do you navigate having these two very distinct linguistic and cultural identities?
So, you know, all of my family is back in Italy. So I guess you could say it's kind of lonely sometimes, you know, just having to go through the holidays without our family.
Yeah.
And that's why we actually go back for Christmas and Easter every single year. So that's been fun. But and learning how to speak English, that was probably the hardest thing about moving. I was in fifth grade and I didn't know a single word of English.
Wow.
And I remember a couple of my classmates just making fun of my accent, and that was so... But yeah, it was almost humiliating at a point. But now that I'm basically fluent, I feel a lot.
I would take the basically out of that, but yeah.
Thank you.
Well, totally can relate to what that feels like. I was almost seven when we came from Israel. And I remember the hardest thing in the world for me, I had a coloring book with the letters of the alphabet. Yeah. And the first word was alligator.
Alligator.
And I cannot tell you how hard that is to say when you've only ever spoken Hebrew your whole life.
I can imagine. Yeah.
Aliza, thank you so much for sharing your talent
with
us
today.
Thank
you so much. Thank you.
16-year-old Aliza Plano from Mendon, Massachusetts. Finally, this string quartet of four accomplished teenagers ranging in age from 14 to 18 years old will have you entertained with their sense of humor as much as their phenomenal playing.
Hi, my name is Aiden, and I play violin.
My name is Kevin Hernandez, and I am a cellist.
Hi, my name is Chance. I'm a violinist.
My name is Nazi Shahid, and I'm a violist.
We're from across Chicagoland, and we are the members of the Sprezzatura Quartet. So, what does Sprezzatura mean?
Sprezzatura is an Italian style it basically means doing something that is really difficult, but making it look really easy, which is actually kind of the opposite of what we do, which is funny, but we thought it sounded good.
This is Aiden. One of the things I'd say about Sprezzatura is that we move a lot. We like to move when we play.
That's a bit of an understatement.
Yeah, we move
a ton.
A massive amount. That's probably more accurate.
Sometimes our teachers say it's too much and we need to dial it down.
You can never have too much, though.
Yeah, but our teachers, you know, they think otherwise, obviously.
I think we move to make the music... it makes the music more interesting, for sure. There's a visual appeal to performance that can't be neglected. And I think standing also, that's something that a lot of quartets don't do. Most of them sit, so...
Of course, the cellist can't stand, but, you know.
Kevin might not have the ability to move much, but he has probably the highest aptitude out of all of us for random facts. Kevin, what is the surface area of a brick?
So the surface area of the average brick, it's 79 centimeters squared, I believe. The patent for the fire hydrant was actually destroyed in a fire, which is also pretty interesting. Another one is that cashews actually come from apples. And in 1995, the blue M&M was created after the Mars company sent out a poll to the public to vote for which M&M color they wanted. So, and the choices were purple, pink, and blue. And blue won. So the blue M&M was made.
Thank you, Kevin.
So we've all learned a lot from being in this group and, you know, playing together, getting to know each other's playing styles.
This is Kevin. The biggest lesson for me in this quartet is how to be in a group, how to work in a group. When I first joined, I played like a soloist and I became a team player.
This is Chance. And I guess I also learned the importance of, like, group thinking and being more coalescent and more homogenous with our tone, our musicality, and like a big melting pot of our very unique colors.
This is Nazi, and the big thing that I learned was just playing a completely different instrument. I switched from violin to viola. I feel like viola is like a lot more sensitive. Well, I'm actually a lot less sensitive to my playing style because I play very heavily, and that's not necessarily the best thing on violin. I have broken strings because of that. And I think I like the tone. I like the tone a lot more.
I think Nazi's met his match with viola. This is Aiden. I like how in rehearsal we're able to be very direct, but also in good humor. We're pretty direct with each other.
Especially you, Aiden.
So we're about to play Ravel's string quartet in F major, second movement, the Assez Vif. I think what makes this movement like so special is because the use of pizzicato, that as a string technique, makes it sound very percussive, like piano, like you press it and it's gone.
Yeah, since it's pizzicato, you're plucking your instrument, you're grabbing the string with your fingertip and you're pulling it. How hard can it be? It's pretty hard. I personally struggled both with the actual, like, you know, the octaves and the intonation, but also like with my fingers getting annihilated by my strings. Like,
it's just a really great piece. The colors, they're really great. One part might be red, and then right after that, it's a foggy green. and I just really love that. Please do enjoy.
Thank you to all the outstanding young musicians I was able to connect with today. What a gift. Thank you to all our listeners, without whom this program would really not be possible. From the Top is produced by Tim Banker, Megan Swan, and Jessica Ticton. Sound design and music editing by John Escobar, with editing and mastering by Rodrigo Cuenca. Our production manager is Amanda Roth. From the Top's executive director is Gretchen Nielsen. A special thank you to John Weston at Futura Productions in Boston, Massachusetts, to Transient Sound in Chicago, Illinois, and Disher Sound in San Francisco, California. And a special engineer to me, David Robertson, at our home studio in New York, New York. From the Top is an independent, nonprofit organization based in Boston. If you'd like to appear on our program, apply online at fromthetop.org. From the Top is supported in part by an award from the National Endowment for the Arts. On the web at arts.gov.
Support for NPR comes from the station and from the Massachusetts Office of Travel and Tourism, offering visitors information about the arts, culture, and history of Boston. The journey begins at visitma.com. From the estate of Joan B. Kroc, whose bequest serves as an enduring investment in the future of public radio and seeks to help NPR produce programming that meets the highest standards of public service in journalism and cultural expression. And from ECMC Foundation at ecmcfoundation.org.
The International Children's Arts Network is community funded, supported by listeners like you and by a grant from the Joyce N. Furman Memorial Trust, celebrating a lifetime of giving to children, education, and the arts.
KQAC HD2 Portland 89.9.
KQOC HD2 Glenydon Beach 88.1.
KSLC HD2 McMinnville 90.3.
And KQHR HD2 The Dells and Hood River 88.1.
Les gens.